This week's summer reader is Max McGee. By day, he writes for financial newsletters and websites, but in his free time, he manages and writes for a literary blog. It's called The Millions. McGee is based in Philadelphia, but we've reached him at his parents' home in Potomac, Maryland. Welcome to the show, Max.
Thanks for having me.
So what are you reading?
Right now I'm reading Ragtime by E.L. Doctorow. It's a pretty classic book. It was written, he wrote it in the 70s, and it's a sweeping novel set at the turn of the last century. And it's got all kinds of historical figures walking through it, like Harry Houdini and Sigmund Freud. Only about 50 pages in so far, but really enjoying it a lot.
What attracted you to it in the first place?
Well, I've read several of Doctorow's stories over the year, and he's sort of he's a pretty well-known writer, and I've been wanting to read this book. It's considered his best, so I've had it on my list for a while.
So you're only a few pages into that one. I hate to ask, what are you going to read next?
Well, next I'm going to read a book of short stories called Pastoralia by George Saunders. He's a contemporary writer that a lot of people are excited about these days. I'd compare him to Kurt Vonnegut, somebody like that. His stories sort of accentuate the excesses of modern life and sort of scary and fascinating alternate worlds where capitalism has run amok, I guess I would almost describe it. Interesting stuff.
Had you read Kurt Vonnegut?
Yes, I've read pretty much all of Kurt Vonnegut's books. When I was back in high school, I devoured all of his novels. I'm a big fan, so looking for the next Kurt Vonnegut, I guess.
I'm not sure that's going to happen. So if you had all the time in the world, what would you want to read?
I think I would take that opportunity to reread some of my favorite classics that I don't know if I'll ever have time to get back to, but things like John Steinbeck's East of Eden and 100 Years of Solitude by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. I also want to read The Adventures and Misadventures of Mackerel.
What's that? I've never heard of that book.
It's by Alvaro Mutis, and he's actually a friend of Gabriel Garcia Marquez's from way back. And the book is about a mysterious sailor named Mackerel who travels the world and gets caught up in all sorts of adventures and misadventures, obviously. And it's really a remarkable book, pretty unique. I've never really read anything like it. I definitely recommend it. One of my favorites.
All right. That was Max McGee, creator of the literary blog The Millions. He joined us from Potomac, Maryland. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All summer, you've heard what other people have been reading. Now, what are you reading? Let us know by going to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link. This is NPR News.